Greetings, readers. Welcome to the February edition of Library News. The National Library Service has asked us to share the following message with you, our patrons. Patrons who subscribe to Talking Book Topics, TBT, in large print will not receive the January-February 2022 issue in paper format due to ongoing supply chain issues and worldwide paper shortages. Patrons can access TBT January-February 2022 online in HTML and PDF right now at www.loc.gov/nls/TBT. TBT in HTML contains direct links to Bard for downloading or adding books to wish lists, and TBT in PDF contains printable order forms for mailing. TBT January-February 2022 in audio will be available on cartridge and on Bard and Bard Mobile the first week in February. Additionally, TBT Abridged will be available through Braille Book Review in hard copy Braille and BRF on www.loc.gov/nls/BBR. Because we here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled know how important the large print Talking Book Topics is to you, we are offering a customized Talking Book Topics created just for you and your reading preferences. We will send you a large print copy containing the sections of Talking Book Topics you are interested in, along with the order form. For example, if you like romance and true crime stories, we will send you just those sections from the current Talking Book Topics. We can add as many sections as necessary. Please contact us with your preferences and we will customize a TBT just for you. We can also send you the TBT on an audio cartridge with a large print order form.
The Iowa Center for the Book has announced the titles for 2022's All Iowa Reads. The Iowa Center for the Book has been selecting an adult book for All Iowa Reads for over 15 years, and a few years ago they expanded the program to include a kids' book and a teen book. The adult selection is The Butterfly Effect by Rachel Manns McKenna. Greta Odo, an entomologist, prefers the company of bugs to humans, and people don't seem to like her much, with the exception of her twin brother Danny, though they recently had a falling out. When she lands a research gig in the rainforest, she leaves them all behind. When Danny suffers an aneurysm, Greta abandons her research and hurries back to the Midwest to be there for him. Coming home means confronting what she left behind, including her lousy, soon-to-be sister-in-law, her estranged mother, and her ex-boyfriend Brandon, who runs a butterfly conservatory. Dissertation woes mixed with romantic and family drama create chaos for Greta. Greta must ask herself if she has the courage to open up for the people she loves and for those who want to love her. The teen selection is What I Carry by Jennifer Longo. Growing up in the foster care system, Mira has an unbreakable rule: pack light. Toothbrush? Yes. Socks? Yes. Friends? Family? A boyfriend? No way. She knows better than to wear herself down with additional baggage. And now Mira has just 1 year left before she ages out of the system. All she has to do is make it through senior year and she can start living life on her own terms. But then she meets Francine, and Kira, and Sean, and everything changes. The kids' selection is The Lonely Heart of Mabel Lane by Kate O'Shaughnessy. 11-year-old Mabel Lane collects sounds. She records the Louisiana crickets chirping, Mom is strumming her guitar, their broken trailer door squeaking, but the crown jewel of her collection is a sound she didn't collect herself, an old recording of her daddy's warm sunshine laugh saved on an old phone's voicemail. It's the only thing she has of his, and the only thing she knows about him. Until the day she hears that laugh, his laugh, pouring out of the car radio. Going against Mama's wishes, Mabel starts listening to her radio DJ daddy's new show, drinking in every word like a plant leaning toward the sun. When he announces he'll be the judge of a singing contest in Nashville, she signs up. What better way to meet than to stand before him and sing with all of her heart? But the road to Nashville is bumpy. Her starched, stiff neighbor, Mrs. Boggs, offers to drive her in her RV. And a bully of a boy from the trailer park hitches a ride, too. These are not the people May would have chosen to help her, but it turns out they're searching for things as well. And the journey will mold them into the best kind of family, the kind you choose for yourself.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded on Bard last month. If You Ask Me, and of course you won't, DB73334, Betty White, 89-year-old award-winning actress from The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland, comments on aging and friendships, discusses her love of animals and continuing popularity, as evidenced by her hosting Saturday Night Live and starring in a Super Bowl commercial in 2010. Bestseller. Thunderdog, the true story of a blind man, his guide dog, and the triumph of trust at Ground Zero. DB73300. Michael Hingson, Susie Flory. Michael Hingson, an executive who worked in the North Tower of the World Trade Center, recounts his escape after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Hingson, blind since birth, described what he and his guide dog Rosalie experienced as she led them down 78 flights of stairs to safety. Butch Cassidy, the true story of an American outlaw, DB100403. Charles Learson, an account of the life of the infamous outlaw of the American West, Robert Leroy Parker, better known as Butch Cassidy. The author describes Parker's difficult childhood, his career of crime, and his ultimate flight to South America after pursuit by the Pinkerton Detective Agency. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. Murder of Innocence, DB101365. James Patterson, Max DeLalio, Andrew Burrell. Two true crime cases. In Murder of Innocence, dozens of women have fallen for rich, charming, good-looking Andrew Luster. But Andrew is a predator, and it'll take a global effort to put him behind bars. In a murderous affair, a rookie FBI agent may have impregnated his informant, who then disappears.
Countdown, 1945, The Extraordinary Story of the 16 Days That Changed the World, DB99600, by Chris Wallace and Mitch Weiss. An account of the days leading up to the world's first use of the atomic bomb in wartime, the American attack on Hiroshima. The author describes the covert meetings and pivotal developments that took place around the world and profiles the key figures involved. The House of Kennedy, DB100060, by James Patterson and Cynthia Fagan. Best-selling novelist recounts the storied history of the Kennedy family and describes the unique place the Kennedys have occupied in the American imagination across decades and generations. Bestseller. The Year of Magical Thinking, DB61740, by Joan Didion. Writer reflects on her emotional response to the unexpected death of her husband, John Gregory Dune, after a visit to their comatose daughter, discusses the shock of suddenly facing a crisis, the memory of their time together as a family, and the meaning of marriage. National Book Award and bestseller.
The House of Gucci, a sensational story of murder, madness, glamour, and greed. DB53672, by Sarah Gay Forden. Traces the business fortunes of Italy's Gucci family from its first leather shop in Florence in 1921 to the loss of the fashion conglomerate in the 1990s. Investigates events suggesting that personal and legal squabbles of the dysfunctional second and third generations culminated in the 1995 murder of Maurizio Gucci. Murder Beyond the Grave, DB100126, by James Patterson. Two true crime cases from Discovery's Murder is Forever. In the title entry, Stephen Small has a Ferrari, fancy house, loving wife, and three boys. But what he needs is enough air to breathe. Kidnapped, buried in a box, and held for ransom, Stephen has 48 hours of oxygen. Also includes Murder in Paradise. Mindfulness Meditations for Anxiety, 100 Simple Practices to Find Peace Right Now. DB97954, by Michael Smith. A psychologist and meditation instructor designed these 100 breathing and mindfulness exercises to reduce nervousness and fear and to develop the ability to target specific types of anxiety, whether they involve time of day, physical circumstances, or stressors like insomnia. Atomic Habits, Tiny changes, remarkable results. An easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. DB92857 by James Clear. An expert on habit formation reveals practical strategies for creating good habits, breaking bad ones, and mastering the tiny behavioral changes that lead to positive results. Shares inspiring true stories while drawing on ideas from biology, psychology, and neuroscience. Some strong language.
It's not too late to sign up for the Great Reading Challenge. It began on January 15th, but it goes until July 15th. Plenty of time to get your reading challenges in. The Great Reading Challenge is a 6-month-long reading challenge open to adults 18 years of age or older who are patrons of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. To complete the challenge, you need to read 12 books between January 15th, 2022, and July 15th, 2022. The challenge of the GRC is to read books that fit into one of the many categories on the mission page in Read Squared. Go to iowablindreads.readsquared.com to create an account or log in and find out more information. Please contact Leslie at 515-452-1329 with any questions.
We are excited for this year's Braille Challenge and have some exciting grant and activity opportunities. The 2022 Iowa Regional Braille Challenge will be held at the Iowa Department for the Blind on Saturday, February 26th, with a snow date of Saturday, March 5th. The theme for this year is The Magic of Braille. Students also have the option to test remotely with their TVI or paraeducator. The remote testing window runs from February 1st through February 18th, 2022. This year, we are excited to introduce a new Braille Challenge category called the Foundational Category. This category encourages children to participate from any grade level, kindergarten through grade 12, who are at any reading and writing level, or who are brand new to Braille. We are also excited to offer lodging at no cost to families at the Renaissance Des Moines Savory Hotel, a travel reimbursement of $50 for families who live more than 50 miles from Des Moines, free parking during the event, lunch for participants and their families, and Sunday tickets to the Science Center of Iowa. This promises to be a fun weekend. For the most up-to-date information about the Braille Challenge, visit the Braille Challenge page on the IMC blog at idbimclibrary.blog.
January Makerspace was full of yummy, delicious scents of cacao powder and coconut that was chock full of moisture. It had proven to be such blast to make, and like always, with a little science mixed into each ingredient. We made hot chocolate lip balm and chocolate whipped lotions, all from 100% natural ingredients. This month, for our February Makerspace on Monday, February 14th, for those that sign up, we'll get to dabble their fingers onto canvas with paints, ceramic tiles, wire with a bit of anything else goes, for a special artistry and design workshop spotlight. We will be joined with special guest Jill Wells. As we look ahead to the month of April, Denise and a guest will experiment with cement. Yes, that is correct, cement, and plant pottery creations. These events are for all ages and is from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Registration is required. Please go to iowalibrary.blog for the registration form. If you're not able to make it in person but would still like to participate, just complete the online registration form and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link, and you will receive the necessary items and instructions in the mail. Please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338 with any questions.
And don't forget about these upcoming and ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. Storytime and Crafts with Denise every Friday at 10 a.m. via Zoom and 3:30 p.m. in person. Call Denise at 515-452-1338 to get more information. The Library Chat Podcast. Last month, we chatted with library staff member Jody Aldini and talked about forensics and true crime. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!